video.
We're going to call the meeting to order. Chairman Tracy.
Here.
Member Alejandre.
Here.
Member Robinson.
Here.
Member Dunn.
Present by phone due to medical.
All right, we have a quorum, so I call the video meeting for March 23, 2017 of the Illinois Gaming Board to order. This is open session. First item of business is approval of open session minutes. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of February 22nd, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. And I think, does the record already reflect that Member Dunn is attending by telephone for medical reasons? If not, so note. Chairman's comments, as I indicated before, our next meeting will be in Springfield, and we're inviting some the industry, the video industry, to make a presentation on player reward cards. We'll have a few questions for the industry presenters in that regard. And following up on Ms. Gilroy's commentary today, some of the questions will relate to how a player rewards program can help with self-exclusion in video gaming. I have no other comments. Board members, do you have any comments, Mr. Administrator?
I don't have any comments. I'll just tell you that if you're interested in the numbers that
we always are, Mr.
We currently have 5,944 locations that are operating 26,036 DGTs.
Good. Thank you. Public commentary, Matthew McCrary.
Thank you all for the opportunity to be with you today. I was asked to join this meeting by the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association to discuss some of the additional services that we've been able to add to the 1-800-GAMBLER Problem Gambling Helpline for the state of Illinois. So I've included a slide deck for your review, for your reference. Follow along as needed. Give a high-level overview of some of the services that we offer as an organization. Cornell-Chappelle, previously known as Bensinger DuPont & Associates. You probably know us by that name. And so we are literally next door across the street. Our call center staff 24/7, 365 by master's degree clinicians. And so you can see we've been honored to work with the ICGA for a number of years, the Department of Human Services, the Illinois Lottery, University of Illinois Springfield. We're also a proud member of the Illinois Alliance on Problem Gambling. And so on the third slide, you see that in terms of what's been trending, what we see nationally, we provide 9 different problem gambling helplines throughout the United States. And what we've been seeing throughout the country is an overall decline in traditional phone calls. Right? It seems like people are less interested in picking up the phone and they're more interested in solving their behavioral health problems on their mobile devices. And so we've been seeing this in a number of different markets across the U.S. And so what we've been attempting to do in other states is provide multi-channel access. So that means digital methods, so live chat, text messaging, exploring mobile applications, those types of solutions. And so we were approached by the Gaming Machine Operators Association not too long ago about what can we do about the year-over-year declining call volume that we see on the Illinois Problem Gambling Helpline. You can see we've had 19% and 18% consecutive declines in call volume. And so what we were able to come up with was 3 different solutions. We've got a texting helpline where problem gamblers and affected individuals can text in 24/7, 365 and communicate with our same helpline staff. We offer a live chat solution which can be posted on a number of different portals. And we offer a motivational messaging program where people can receive ongoing inspirational, motivational messages to help them maintain their behavior change goals around their gambling. And so we set up a dedicated keyword for the Illinois Problem Gambling Helpline where folks can send that message into our short code and get help instantaneously. Shared a little bit of the data that we have around our motivational messaging program. We launched it in California, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Illinois, largely, you know, parallel casino gaming markets, and we've seen a tremendous amount of engagement with that solution. We've also tracked some outcome data, and we're happy to report that the majority of folks that use this program are increasing their motivation to change their behavior, as well as enter into treatment for their gambling disorder. Give a couple of examples. I won't review those. You can review those at your leisure. A couple of examples of what those messages look like and entail. And wanted to identify two state-specific case studies where we've actually used these types of solutions to reverse decline in call volume and helpline utilization, and actually seen some increases. So Connecticut, which is, as most of you know, is a very successful casino gaming market. We were able to reverse consecutive year-over-year declines in call volume by adding these digital solutions. And in fact, this past year, we had a 38% increase in overall helpline engagement. So not just measuring phone calls, but looking at live chats and text messages that are coming in. And then North Carolina, which is largely a casino and lottery market, we actually reversed pretty significant declining call volumes. We had a decline of a roughly 27% call volume year over year, yet measuring overall engagement, including live chat and text messaging, we've actually noticed an increase in overall utilization of our helpline services. So it's our hope that these new solutions offer to the residents of the state of Illinois, anyone who's impacted by gambling disorder, it's our hope that we can expand the definition of what it means to get help and provide solutions in the places that are most relevant to our consumers. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
So I'm curious about the demographics from the decline to the increase, because I'm trying to figure out if they're younger who are now participating in the new program that you offer.
It's not, actually. It's not a younger population. It's representative of the folks that used to be calling us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not seeing our utilization skewed to a younger demographic. Unfortunately, we still don't touch our younger demographics very well. They tend to not reach out and talk to strangers over a helpline. And so I think we still have our work cut out for us with the younger populations.
Yeah, it appeared that this might be something that would help that demographic.
That's our hope. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen it in other markets, but mm-hmm. I think that's definitely a hope.
All right, thank you.
So to what extent has this been implemented in Illinois, and what have you found from that?
It's live now, and we don't really have, it's premature, we don't have very much data.
Too early?
Too early to tell. Mm-hmm. I would welcome the opportunity to come back in 6 to 12 months and share our findings.
That would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. McCurry.
Thank you.
One more step in the right direction.
All right. Are there any board policy items for this meeting, Mr. Administrator?
No, not today.
All right. Terminal operator licensee items. I think we have a number of renewals. Is there a motion relative to license renewals for TOs?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and my review of materials provided to the board, I move to renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in March 2018. Excel Entertainment Group, LLC, Arcadian Gaming, LLC, Ashik Gaming, LLC, B&B Amusement of Illinois, LLC, Compact Disc Amusements Limited, Dragonfly Gaming, Inc., Emperor Video Slots Corporation, Fairshare Gaming, LLC, Illinois Video Gaming, Inc., Laurel Gaming, LLC, Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements, Inc., Mississippi Gaming and Amusements, LLC, and Whammy Gaming, LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion relative to Gold Rush?
There is. I move to renew the terminal operator license of Gold Rush Amusements, Inc. for a term of 1 year, retroactive to February 2017 and expiring in February 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Heck Gaming.
I additionally move that the board renew the terminal operator license of Heck Gaming LLC for a term of 1 year, retroactive to January 2017 and expiring in January 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Is there a motion relative to Abraham Gaming?
Yes, there is. Based on staff's recommendation and due outstanding documents, I move to table consideration of the terminal operator license renewal application of Abraham Gaming LLC until the board's next regular meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Windy City Gaming.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, and due to its failure to timely pay its annual license renewal fee, I move to authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to terminal operator licensee, Windy City Gaming LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. License renewal, Chicago Gaming.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the distributor license of Chicago Gaming Company for a period of 1 year, expiring in March of 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. A disassociation.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff is asking you to consider issuing one notice of disassociation this month. The notice of disassociation would be to Gold Rush Amusement, Inc. with respect to Michael B. Stillman and M.B. Stillman Group, LLC, acting as sales agents for the company due to Mr. Stillman's failure to cooperate with the IDB's criminal background investigation.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a notice of disassociation to Gold Rush Amusements, Inc., ordering it to dissociate from Michael B. Stillman and M.B. Stillman Group, LLC. Set disassociation to become effective 21 days from the date of service of the notice, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technician and terminal handler licensee items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we provided you in the prior months with a number of licensing items to consider. And based on our review of those items, we are recommending that the board issue 40 terminal handler licenses and one technician license, and to authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to one individual.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 40 terminal handler licenses and one technician license and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to Lawrence Eddie Poorman.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Additionally, staff is requesting the board approve the renewal of licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were previously licensed to renew in March of 2016, and who are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and who also have properly updated their applications and paid their annual licensing fees on time.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve the renewal of the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in March 2016. And who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and otherwise remained in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Video gaming location licensee items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we provided you with a list this month of video gaming location applications for your review. Of those, we ask you to consider approving 96 video gaming location applications, and authorize the administrator to issue notice of denial to 7.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to approve 96 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in March 2018, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Lucky's Lounge LLC, DBA Lucky's Lounge, JRW Electrical Enterprises, Inc., DBA Bottoms Up on 7th, Rich and Don's Hair Flare, Inc., DBA JR's Nightclub, Brad and Chad, Inc., DBA Spanky's Byron Inn, Fridilio Corporation, DBA Fridilio's Hot Dogs, Garzelle, Inc., DBA One Eye Jack's Number 1, Albari, Inc., DBA Tuscan Grill.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Renewal of locations.
Next, staff has recommended that the board approve the renewal of retail establishments, truck stops, veteran and paternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in March of 2016, and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board rules.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the renewal of licenses held by retail establishments, truck stops, veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in March 2016, that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the board's rules, and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of non-renewal to EPM 12th Street Company, DBA Pat's Pub, and MJAM Enterprises, Inc., DBA Wings, etc., Grill and Pub.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Administrative requests for hearing and requests to reapply.
Mr. Chairman, this month we received 3 requests to reapply. The first request is from John Smolensky, DBA John's North Star, Inc. Mr. Smolensky surrendered his license when he was considering selling his business and is now deciding to remain the owner. So we recommend that the board approve his request.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant John Smolensky, DBA John's North Star Inn, leave to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next request to reapply was submitted by KBL and K Corporation, DBA Red Diamonds. The owner had failed to disclose her criminal history on a prior application. That's why she was denied. We are recommending that the board deny this request to reapply.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny KBL and K Corporation, DBA Red Diamonds, request to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The third and final request to reapply was submitted by NEN 888 Limited, DBA Red Ox. And this establishment also surrendered its license in September of 2016 and wishes now to reapply to the recommended unit.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant Meng 888 Limited, DBA Red Ox, leave to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman and board members, staff requested the board consider issuing a disciplinary complaint against Gold Rush Movement Amusements, Inc. for $5,000 for failing to timely submit a renewal application to the board.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint finding Gold Rush Amusements, Inc. $5,000 for failing to timely submit its renewal application to the board. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff next asks the board to consider finding Excel Entertainment Gaming LLC $10,000 for associating with an unsuitable individual.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint finding Excel Entertainment Gaming LLC $10,000 for associating with an unsuitable individual. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, staff is recommending the board consider issuing a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Rafael Santano due to a criminal conviction.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Rafael Santano due to a criminal conviction. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our next recommendation is the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the established license of Mi Chapala, Inc., DBA Mi Chapala. This location has an active tax liability and has failed to segregate the gaming area despite repeated warnings.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Mi Chapala, Inc., DBA Mi Chapala, for having an active tax liability and for failing to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensure. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we're also recommending the board issue a disciplinary complaint against Phalanx, Inc., DBA Little Fort, finding it one half the MTI for the period it operated video game terminals without a valid license.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Phalanx, DBA Little Fort, for operating video gaming terminals without a valid liquor license. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless a fine of $4,014.50 is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff recommends that the board revoke the location licenses held by JCH Inc. for failing to timely inform the board of the owner's criminal arrest and the conduct that led to that.
And also the Big Four.
Is it two locations?
It's two locations. Right. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment licenses of JCH, Inc., DBA JJ's 610 Tap, and JCH, Inc., DBA Big Four, for failing to provide timely notice of the criminal arrest of the establishment owner and for the conduct that resulted in the arrest. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Now, staff further recommends that the board fine licensee Hugo Grill $5,000 for permitting underage drinking and gambling at its location.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Hugo Grill LLC, DBA Hugo Grill, for permitting underage gambling and drinking at the location. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless a $5,000 fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, staff is next recommending that the board issue disciplinary complaints against three establishment licensees, finding each of the licensees $5,000 for committing gambling on the premises.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of the following: Nancy L., DeRubris, DBA, Steve and Nancy's Boardwalk Tap, The Right Stop 2, Inc., DBA Conrad Saloon, Ricky R. Kiewit, and Mary Jo Boland, DBA Jackpot Bingo 2, for permitting illegal gambling on their premises, said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless each licensee pays a $5,000 fine or properly files answers within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
There are 14 settlement matters for the board to consider. First, we have three recommendations to rescind prior disciplinary complaints. The first recommendation is the board rescind the disciplinary complaint that was issued to Moore's Pub, Inc. Since the licensee presented evidence at the time of the complaint was issued, the licensee was current on its obligations to the state.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation and as well as information provided by the licensee, I move that the board rescind disciplinary complaint DC-V-17-22 issued to Moore's Pub, Inc., DBA Moore's Pub, at the February 2017 meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff next recommends that the board consider rescinding the disciplinary complaint issued to Ananick, Inc., based on evidence shown that it was current on its obligations to the state. And since the location is now closed for business, we also have to be permitted to administratively grant the licensing request to surrender.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation as well as information provided by the licensee, I move that the board rescind disciplinary complaint DC-V-17-01 issued to Animic, Inc., DBA Barrister Pizza and Pub at the January 2017 meeting and grant the licensee's request to surrender its license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The third recommendation for the rescind is that the board rescind its January 2017 order of disassociation directed to J&J Ventures regarding Jason L. Smith. Mr. Smith has presented evidence that his criminal conviction is prompted the disassociation as expunged.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation as well as information provided by the licensee, I move that the board rescind its January 2017 order directing that J&J Ventures disassociate from Jason L. Smith.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, your staff next recommends that the board grant the administrator authority to enter into settlement agreements with and dismiss the complaints against 11 locations since each of these establishments provided evidence subsequent to the filing of the complaints that merit settlement.
All right. And as I understand it, most of these are tax liability situations where they have proven that they paid their taxes, or their liquor license violations where they're agreeing to pay 50% of the NTI.
That's correct.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, as well as information provided in the filed answers, I move to delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into settlement agreements with and to administratively dismiss the complaints against the following licensees, or to provide the settlement agreements to the administrative law judge for disposition: Cheers Lounge, Inc., DBA Cheers Lounge, Inc., DC-V-17-26, Lucky Jacks, Inc., DBA Lucky Jacks, DC-V-17-29, BHB Berwyn LLC, DBA Big Hurt Brew House, DCV-17-09, Awesome Hand Services LLC, DBA Awesome Hand Gambling, DCV-17-18, Southside Boat Club, DBA Southside Boat Club, DC-V-17-02, Sophie's LLC DBA Sarah's DC-V-17-13. Andrew Gosney DBA The Speakeasy DC-V-17-08. Loki Inc. DBA Wolf's Crossing Golf DC-V-17-34. Downtown Bartlett Inc. DBA Papa Pacino DC-V-17-83. Elite Cafe and Billiards Inc. DBA Elite Billiards DC-V-16-100. And Casale Pizza Inc. DBA Casale Pizza DCV-16-81.
Is there a second?
Second.
I note that these settlement delegations include in addition to what we discussed before, a $1,000 fine for failure to inform of change of ownership, $2,500 for failure to disclose PSIC, and $1,000 for failure to update the board on a lawsuit. All right, the motion has been made and seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right.
We have one final issue. Finally, we'd ask that the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints revoking the location licenses of three establishments to film and monitor video game terminals at those locations.
All right, and my understanding is that we received a hotline tip on this, and that in pursuing that tip, we discovered that these locations were opening without attendance.
That's correct.
All right, is there a motion on this issue?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to enter an order of summary suspension and issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment license of the following: Aunt Betty's Barbecue and Spirits, LLC, DBA, and Bee's Place, Champagne Rentals, LLC, DBA, Food and Fun Emporium, and Lucky Me, LLC, DBA, Lucky Me. For failing to monitor video gaming terminals at the establishments, the summary suspension to take effect immediately and the revocation to become final 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second. Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, does that conclude our business today? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.